So just a few more days to wait until Christmas, 22nd, we're nearly there, 3 more sleeps, and I'm sure there's lots you're excited about. Maybe it's the turkey, maybe it's the presents, maybe it's the Queen's speech, I don't know, whatever it is you're most excited for. But just a few more days to wait. But actually, waiting is not something that lots of us are very good at. I'm sure if you're like me, then you're not very good at waiting for things at all. Amazon have gone from next day delivery to same day delivery, so we can literally order our parcel and get it the same day, which is ridiculous. And hands up who's got an advent calendar? Children, lots of you, hopefully. Fab. And hands up who has skipped ahead and eaten a chocolate from a day that hasn't even arrived yet? Aaron, I knew it would be you. But we don't like to wait for things. We want to have things now. Very easy to do that. Just take a chocolate. They're there in front of you. But the children have so brilliantly told us a story today of a man who had to wait. And this guy's name was Simeon. And he had to wait a long, long time. The Bible tells us that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, or the comforting of Israel. And that basically means the time when God would help his people. Because in the Old Testament part of the Bible, God had promised that he was going to send a king to the earth. And so that's what Simeon had been waiting for. Because God had told Simeon that he was going to live to see the day when this king came to the earth, this saviour that God had promised. Now, when we say that Simeon was waiting for the saviour to come, I don't think that he was waiting like you'd wait for a bus, kind of like, any minute now, consolation of Israel is going to come along. I think Simeon would have been, he would have been praying for this to happen. He would have been praying, God, please send this king, send this saviour. And one day, God answers that prayer. God had promised that Simeon would live to see that day. And like we've seen these guys perform for us, Simeon did live to see that day. His prayers were answered one day when God sent his spirit to lead Simeon into the temple. That's the place where people worshipped. And when Simeon went in there, he saw this couple coming towards him. Probably nothing special to look at. They weren't a very rich couple. But he knew, because he had God's Holy Spirit, he knew when he saw this couple with their baby, he knew what this meant. Now, hands up who's ever held a newborn baby before? Lots of us. Maybe a friend or a parent or something like that. But holding a newborn baby or seeing a newborn baby, that is an experience that brings joy. It brings lots of joy, and it can produce lots of reactions, lots of different reactions when you have the joy of seeing this newborn baby. Some people just cry uncontrollably, which is a valid reaction to that joy. Some people, you know, speak to the baby with words that, you know, not even someone with really good hearing can understand. But it's just such a joyous experience that people react in lots of different ways. And this is the experience that Simeon has from our story today. He's holding this newborn baby and it's bringing him joy. But it's bringing him joy for a whole different reason. Because he knows this baby is not just any normal baby. He knows that this is the fulfillment of God's promise. He knows exactly who this baby is. And so in his joy, he says this, which we heard today. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Simeon is just so full of joy and he expresses it with this beautiful song. And what's so amazing about this song is Simeon isn't just seeing a baby, but he's seeing what this baby is going to be and what this baby has come to do. So when he says, you dismiss your servant in peace, that basically means, God, I can die happy now because you said you were going to help me live to see this promised saviour. And that's exactly what's happened. I've got him in my arms right now. So Simeon's saying, I can die happy, I can die in peace now, because I've seen your saviour. And he says, my eyes have seen your salvation. That basically means, God, I can see the way that you're going to save people. And it's through this baby just here. Now, who can tell me what one of these is? Children, who can tell me what one of those is? Julio, fantastic. A walkie-talkie. Hands up who's got a walkie-talkie. Brilliant. My cousin actually last Christmas bought me the smallest walkie-talkie ever, which is about that size. But walkie-talkies are great. I could speak to someone who'd in the next room and they'd be able to hear me. But one of the things I love about a walkie-talkie is Its name tells you exactly what it does. Walkie-talkie. I walk round and I talk. And that's what it's called. Walkie-talkie. Brilliant. Nice and simple. And I saw this thing on Facebook. You get a lot of rubbish on Facebook. Sometimes there's things that make you laugh. And I saw this thing on Facebook. And it said, if the person who named the walkie-talkie had named other things, what would they be called? And so I've just got a few. A spoon would be called a soupy scoopy. A stamp would be called a licky sticky. And then socks would be called feety heeties, which I think is my favourite one. There's my fluffy socks up there. I'm joking, they're not actually mine. But wouldn't it be so simple if everything's name told you exactly what it did? Walkie-talkie, feety heeties. But actually, I wonder if you've ever thought, why was Jesus given the name Jesus? Well, actually, it's for that reason, because the name Jesus tells you what he does, what he's come to do. Let me explain. I'm sure lots of you adults will remember this advert, Ronseal. It does exactly what it says on the tin. Now, lots of names have meanings. My name, Charlie, means manly. Or farmer. I'll let you decide which one of those is there. But lots of names have meanings. And the name Jesus means the Lord saves. That's what the name Jesus means. God saves. And so just like a walkie-talkie tells you what it does, the name Jesus tells us exactly what he does, because his name means the Lord saves. And Simeon knows exactly that. So when he looks at this baby Jesus, he says, my eyes have seen your salvation. God, I can see exactly the way that you're going to save people. And then he goes on to say, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Now, Gentiles is just a word that means people that don't know God. They don't follow God. So it's going to be a light. It's going to reveal things to people who don't know God. And for glory to your people Israel, Jesus is going to bring glory. He's going to bring God's glory to the earth. But like these guys showed us as well, Simeon didn't finish there. He went on to say this. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. That's what Simeon's talking to Mary. These guys said it that it's going to feel like Mary's being stabbed by a dagger. Now suddenly we go from this amazing joy of Simeon, oh, my eyes have seen your salvation, to suddenly it seems quite sad and it seems quite strange. But actually, all this is Simeon, again, seeing what is going to happen to Jesus in the future. Seeing that it's going to be tough because Jesus is going to be rejected. People are going to be against him. People aren't going to believe all the things that he says. And actually, we're going to be thinking on Christmas Eve at the Christingle service about exactly how that looked. Why was it so tough? Lots of us will know the story about Jesus' death and his resurrection. And so we're going to be thinking about that a bit more on Christmas Eve. But this is what Simeon says. It's going to be hard for you, Mary. It's going to be hard for Jesus. But even though it's hard, this is all part of God's plan. It's God's rescue plan. I've learned a Christmas rap. I'm not going to do the whole thing for you, because that would take a while. But the last line of this Christmas rap is, the baby in a manger grew up to be a man and destroyed the works of Satan, and that's God's rescue plan. And I just think that is such a good line. Because for lots of us, I don't know what you think when you see Jesus, when we think about the Christmas story. Maybe you just see a baby. Maybe you just see a nice story that we think about at this time of year. But actually, the story didn't finish there. Jesus grew up to be a man, and he destroyed the works of Satan, and that's God's rescue plan. And that is amazing for all of us. So my question for you is, what do you see when you look at baby Jesus? Do you see just a baby? Do you see a nice story? My prayer for all of us would be that this Christmas we would see what Simeon saw. We would look at Jesus and we would say, my eyes have seen your salvation. God, I can see the way that you're going to save people. It's through this baby. That is my prayer for all of us. And actually, how much more than Simeon can we say that? Because Simeon only saw Jesus as a baby, and the things he was saying hadn't happened yet about Jesus being rejected and spoken against. But we, in 2019, live on the other side of Jesus dying and coming back to life again. That's how Jesus saved us. That's what he came to earth to do. And so Simeon says, my eyes have seen your salvation. But actually, how much more than Simeon can we say that in 2019? Because we've seen exactly how that salvation was achieved. We've seen exactly how Jesus has saved people. So what do you see when you look at baby Jesus? Simeon saw salvation. And that is what I pray for all of us this Christmas. Jesus, the Lord, saves. Let me pray, and then we're going to sing another song to close. Father God, thank you so much for these amazing kids and for how brilliantly they've told us this story. Father, thank you that this is an amazing story, and it's not just an amazing story for Christmas time. This is an amazing story for all year round, because you sent your son to the earth, and the reason you sent your son was to save people. Thank you that Simeon knew that. I pray that you would help us to know that this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.